what were you, if you said Christmas gift, what would you likely be given?
They don't tell it.
I see. What would you, what, do you remember anything that you used to get for Christmas? Did you ever get anything from Florida, any fruit or anything like that?
We do today. We have well, there's a granddaughter in Florida, and she sent us a bunch of fruit every now.
I see. What did she send you?
Grapefruit and oranges, lemons.
She does. You know it's
I was down there once, and I went to the orchard to see them growing, the grapefruit. It's wonderful to see. Mm-hmm. It had one tree that let us pull one ourselves, so we pulled it.
That's would be a treat.
Yes, that's it was.
What kind of fruit did you grow around here?
Peaches and apples, pears. There's an old pear tree. We moved up there 7 years old. My daddy planted an orchard. And that old pear tree is barren today.
Is that right?
Last year, the boy that bought the old place sent me some. They're the best. Just to eat you, makes that. And the other day I went out there and that old tree, it's raggedy looking, limbs are break, but it's just as green as it can be. I hope you'll send me some pears this year.
Yes, yes.
He will if I ask him.
What kind of peaches could you break them up?
Some of them, yes.
Fall away?
We call them Clerseed peaches.
Clerseed.
Plum peaches was the round on
the others.
The other? Normal, see, make pickles.
Did you ever have any cherries around
yes.
wild? Or?
No, we had tame cherries.
Of course you did.
We had big ones.
I don't see any.
We had two or three in the yard. The birds are so mean about eating them.
I see. They'd get them before you did.
Yes, we had to watch them.
What would you use them for?
We'd eat them, make pies.
Did you make anything to put on bread out of peaches or cherries or apples?
Jelly.
Did you make jelly?
Jelly or preserves. Plums make good jelly.
I see.
Make preserves out of them and sweet pickles.
Nice. Did you ever dry any fruit?
Yes, sir. Should be dry apples, peaches. Peaches hard to dry. There's so much juice in them.
Mm-hmm.
You'd slice the apple right thin, they'd soon dry. About one good day of hot sun, you could put them on the pan. Yeah, I've dried them since I've been here.
Still
there's some neighbors around here had so many apples they'd bring us. And I'd cut them out and dry them, put them on waiters and things, I'd out in this hot sun. And dry them. But the trouble was the children would come by and pick them up and eat them.
I see.
I'd have to put them out there in the sun where I could watch them.
I see.
And the grown ones would go by and pick them up too, they'd laugh. But they'd get them.
Did you make anything during the winter out of peaches? In a deep dish?
Pies.
Pies or
rolled,
cobblers?
Yes, they're good. I take a piece of dough and roll it out. About big as a good sized plate. That's the best way. And cut up your peaches right nice. Spread them all over that. And just come and roll it up. And lay it around in a pan. Good deep pan. Put a whole lot of butter and sugar and some water in that. And you got something good.
Sounds fine.
You can make them out of most anything, but then peaches and apples will love it. Plums, plum make good ones. Plum make good pies. Got that good acid taste.
I'd like to ask you what you remember about the weather. So many people have told me that the weather has changed from the time when they were young.
It has.
We
used to have ice, and we'd have icicles hanging off the roof. As long as I was, yet we'd go out there, take a stick, and knock them off, just hear them rattle. We don't see any icicles now.
Mm-hmm.
We don't have cold weather like we used to.
That's right. Somebody was telling me
they don't.
They'd have a pond. It used to freeze.
We used to skate on it.
Oh, you did?
Yes, sir.
Uh-huh.
In our pasture.
I see. So it's really been a change.
It don't freeze. I don't know why. It's just not cold weather.
Did you ever hear anything? Did you ever hear that ice called mush ice?